Morning, Etifano. Welcome back to a new podcast episode or a new YouTube video if you are watching this online. I'm so excited to be recording today's episode. It is the day that I'm recording this. It's Monday, Easter Monday, and I've been putting out a bit of content that entrepreneurs don't take breaks in for public holidays. Not saying that you don't take breaks. You need to look after yourself and you need to make sure that you are your body and your mind and your wairua is okay so that it can sustain you over a long period of time. But overall, if there's an opportunity to work on your business and on your goals, like a public holiday is, and you don't have to go to Mahi, you've got no excuses, then that's what we do. So if you didn't know for this public holiday, Kete Pai Tera, but just bear in mind, for the next public holidays are mean as opportunities to level up your side hustle, level up your business, just spending as much time as you can within it. But Kete Pai Tera, today's episode is all about gold. It's a very long awaited episode. Gold is an interesting asset, and I went to Robert Kiyosaki's event, a couple Fridays ago, and it was really interesting because I got to learn more about his investing strategy and what he actually spends his money on, and one of those was gold. So he has a very strict mindset when it comes to putting your pūtea in places, and one of those is that cash doesn't hold its value, and cash is quite risky because the banks technically, you know, they hold it, and so they can do whatever they want with it. And it also is another thing to consider is that as inflation goes up, your buying power goes down. You can't control inflation, and so you're putting your money in someone else's hands and you have no control of what can actually happen to it. But with gold, same applies, you have no control over what happens with it, but at least the value of gold generally goes up. So it's an interesting whakaaro to consider. I'm not saying don't have any savings at all. Please do not take that is what I'm saying, but take it instead that we should be creative and we should be mindful of where our pūtea is and what we're doing with it. But I think that's a timely spot for our disclaimer for today's episode, which is that none of the Māori Millionaire education is financial advice, none of it at all. This is all just for educational purposes. Please take everything I say with a grain of salt, and go and do your own research. That is my biggest thing. Everyone's like, oh, what do you recommend I do for this? Go and do some research. Go and learn something. Stop asking me for all the answers, okay? I love that you guys ask me that for partai and all these things because it allows me to create my content. All of my content comes from questions you guys have. But at the same time, go and do some research. Some of the people who ask me questions, I'm wondering, like, do you look anywhere else? And this isn't to fuck out to anyone, but I just want to encourage everyone to make sure that they're doing some research themselves, because you should never trust just one person on social media. Like, that's crazy. Like, some you guys don't even know who I am. That's so I just really recommend that you guys do your own research when you can. That's the best tip I have. Read some books. All these books that I've recommended, read them. They're really great places to start. If you have an opportunity to go to an investing class, go to one. If there's a seminar on, go. Do what you can to level up. All right, let's get on to today's episode. So gold is, it's been around for a long, long time, and it's been a symbol of wealth and prosperity for centuries. And in ancient civilizations, modern day investors like gold because it goes up in value. So I want to go over some of the reasons why some people might like gold. And the first one is that it's actually a hedge against economic uncertainty. So what this means is that when the market is going up and down, that's called volatility, it's going up and down all the time, or maybe when there are tensions like overseas and things, investors look at gold as a safe haven asset because it's not like currency, like the coins and things, which can go down by inflation or political instability, gold holds its value over time. So that's an important thing to understand, and that gold will always hold its value. The next one is that there is a tangible benefit of gold, but what I wanted to share was that there is an investing platform in Aotearoa, and it's called Goldie, and this allows you to fractionalize investing in gold, meaning that you can buy shares in gold. So you know how, like with Sharesies, you can buy shares in companies. With Goldie, you can buy shares in gold, meaning that if you've got $10, cool, Katie Pie, you can buy a little bit of gold. So a bar like this. This kind of big, sorry for you podcasters, I'm showing the screen on YouTube with my hands. So it's kind of like the size of a chocolate bar, like a Hershey's one, a Hershey's bar. You know how they're like, you know, quite a wide rectangle, right? So that's how big these $100,000 bars of gold are. And I know because I went to their launch event and I was able to hold it and I was able to touch it and it was so cool. So yeah, it's a tangible asset. What I want to mention with Goldie is that if you buy some gold, say you spend $10 on gold, you don't get to hold it, okay? It stays in a vault and they look after it. So they have insurance over the gold, which means that your gold is protected, that your gold is safe. And it sits in a vault in Wellington. Very safe environment for the gold. But this is one of the things that lots of investors like about gold, is that you can hold it, you can touch it, and that you can, you know, see it and it feels safe to them, and you can sell it if you need to. This won't be the same for you if you're investing through Goldie, because you need a lot of money to be able to do that, to invest in gold and be able to have it at home and hold it. And that's actually why Goldie started, was because the two founders wanted to invest in gold and they realized that there was nowhere in New Zealand you could buy just a small amount of gold for just like a normal person. It started, you know, upwards of 100 grand. We had to buy a real bar of gold, which is insane, because why can't everyone pull their money together and invest in small parts of gold, which is why Goldie was invented. So that's an interesting one. So that's one of the key advantages of gold, is that it's a tangible asset, so you can touch it, you can hold it, and that's different from stocks and bonds, which are, you know, online or on things like that. But for investing specifically in Goldie, you won't be able to touch it and hold it unless there's an event on or something and they decide to bring it. They don't bring the one that people invest in though, so they have different ones. So there's one that they will bring around for shows or events and things, like the one that I touch, but that's not one that investors put their money into. That one is locked up, safe in a vault. And so if we look at historically, there's actually we're on to the next point. I thought I should say that we're on to the next benefit of investing in gold. So historically, gold has often had like a low correlation with other asset classes such as stocks and bonds. So this means that they don't really follow the same wavelength. This means that gold can serve as a diversification tool within a well-balanced investment portfolio. By spreading risk across different asset classes, investors can reduce overall portfolio volatility. So what this basically means is that by investing in gold, you're able to kind of split up where your investments are. So instead of 100% of them being in the stock market, you can split it up and have some gold, some shares, maybe you own property, maybe you have a business as well. You want to have a split up investment portfolio, because if something hits one of your asset classes, for example, if the stock market were to crash, and this would happen for a long period of time, and that was your only asset, you know, you're kind of screwed, bro. Like, there's not much else we can do there. So it's important to have a diversified portfolio, because it allows your money to be more protected or more spread out because you're in different asset classes. I hope that makes sense for you guys, because it's a really important thing to understand, diversification. And so obviously gold isn't just this amazing thing that is just has no risks at all. Everything has risks in life, right? And one of the main criticisms that gold has is that it doesn't actually bring an income stream in. So if you look at rental properties, or if you look at stocks and shares, those pay you money. So with shares, you're getting dividends coming in. With rental properties, you're obviously getting rent payments in. With gold, you don't get any of that. You don't get any dividends. You don't get any money coming in. You don't get any interest, none of it. So the only way to make money with gold is for the gold value to go up, which is crazy, okay? Because this is kind of unheard of in the investment world for a lot of people. They're like, what? Like, I don't get to make any money from it. But the point of gold are all those other benefits that I've already shared. So the next key thing to understand is that gold can actually be very volatile in the short term. So it can go up and down and up and down, up and down. And this might be quite scary for a lot of people who put their money in and they're like, wow, it's gone down, you know? That might scare you. But please, you know, you need to understand that this is a long-term investment game. This is not just for the short term. This is not just like a fun little game for you to play. You're here for the long term to buy and hold and stick it out over a long period of time. So, how can you actually invest in gold? That's a very, very good part. And the answer is that I have partnered with Goldie, which is an awesome platform which allows you to invest in gold without putting tons and tons of money in. You can dollar cost average into the gold market by putting an AP on into your Goldie account. I'll have the link in the link down below in the description to be able to sign up to Goldie. With signing up, you'll get $20 already in your Goldie account, which is going to allow you to buy your first share in gold, which is really exciting. But yeah, today's episode was basically just I'm trying to be a helpful episode to teach you a bit more about gold, but just as a recap of what we went over today, because I hope this helps. Gold's been around for a long time. Actually, an interesting part was that I think it's India holds the most amount of gold in the world, which is so cool. There are a few things that makes gold a good investment for some investors, and the first one is that it serves as a good hedge against economic uncertainty. So during market volatility, investors look at gold as a safe haven asset, even Robert Kiyosaki. Another key advantage of gold is that it's a tangible asset, so you can hold it, you can touch it, and this makes some investors feel happy, like they can actually hold their investment. For investing in Goldie, remember you can't hold it, your gold, it gets stored in a voltage? This is the kaboo. It gets stored in a vault in Wellington. And then also, gold historically has not much correlation with other asset classes like stocks and bonds. This means that it's a good thing because you can have more diversification within your portfolio. And of course, there are some risks and some other considerations. And the biggest one is that gold doesn't provide an income for you. You're not going to get any dividends. You're not going to get any rental income. And then the next risk factor is that it can be quite volatile in the short term. So investing in gold in the short term isn't a good idea. I wouldn't recommend, I don't even think there's any investments that I would recommend you go into it for a short amount of time. Everything should be buy, hold. You want to do your research before you do it. And then, of course, how do you invest in gold using Goldie? Gold is the easiest way to invest in gold in New Zealand. And I just think that it's a really exciting thing for you guys to do, to at least make an account, figure out how it can be used, and then set an AP on for, you know, just a small amount every week, whatever is affordable for you to buy gold, to protect your whānau, and to look after you long term. That's my tips for today. But remember, none of this is investing advice. It's just what I would do, you know, and what I am doing. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you guys have any more questions about Goldie or about gold or anything, even if it's not about gold, send me a message, comment on this video, email me. You guys know how to get in touch with me, bro. You Google my name and it comes up with like 100 different options. But I hope you guys like this episode. And yeah, that's me. Over and out. Ngā mihi nui e te whānau.